No mai, tahuri mai e te iwi ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hikua teika ki tēnei hōtaka o te pāhara kike, kua hau tēnei ko Tefini Popata, e mihi atu nei kia koutou katoa. Hoi nō rā e hoa mātaku kei runga i te waia kōrero i tēnei wā, ko te wāhine i kōkire ai, a tētahi momo pētihana ki te waka kōtahi kia whakarere kētia i Ngātere ngā waka mai awanui ki Karepōnia, puta atu hoki ki Kāinga Rua. Nō reira, ko Kathleen O'Hea kei runga i te toko waia kōrero, ko pā mai kia tātou te kōrero i tēnei rā. Kia whai wāhia ki tātou te pōhiri ai a tēnā koe, Kathleen.
How is everyone today?
Beautiful day here in Te Hikua Teika. Thank you for coming on board to have a kōrero with us today, Kathleen. I know it's been a long journey to finally see an outcome from New Zealand Transport Agency, Te Waka Kotahi. Before we get into our kōrero about the recent speed limit changes, can you give us a bit of a background kōrero on the mahi that you've done when you started this kaupapa to see the speed limits changed through Karepōnia?
Not at all. No problem at all. So it's been 3.5 years ago that this journey started through the mandation of Karepōnia Marae. I was mandated. We came to an agreed kaupapa, and I just want to acknowledge the support too from our CEO Anahira Herbert Grabe. From Ngāti Kahu, that has, from their runanga as well, been supporting and coming alongside us all these 3.5 years. And so it started back then, and unfortunately, again, ignited back then from another car accident and one of our kiddies that got knocked over, and it just heightened the need back then. But just to re-emphasise and acknowledge that this has been a 25-plus year journey for all those that have been on this waka trying to get the speed down.
Ai, tēnā koe mō I rā kōrero e hoa. I know it's been a long time coming. We've all known that this was something that was needed in this area, particularly between Awanui and Karepōnia. We have two marae in that vicinity, Papa Kāinga for our kaumātua kuia, another Papa Kāinga at the top of the Karepōnia Hill. So definitely the time has come. Do you think it was a little bit, obviously it was too late for Te Waka Kotahi to engage fully in the conversations with iwi, especially since they came to a conclusion last year to lower the speed limits but then decided not to? Was it frustrating in your guys' work with Te Waka Kotahi trying to come to some kind of conclusion that was beneficial for your hapori?
Yes, it has been. But just to clarify, when they decided to change, like you mentioned, the change in speed, that was a nationwide discussion about changing the speed to 80, and that's what we disagreed to. The kōrero with Waka Kotahi has always been bubbling away in the background, so what we disagreed to was the 80, the one speed right through, which was 80 kilometres an hour. We wanted it to be lower than that on our maunga and around the school and the marae. And that's where the change and the ongoing work came through. And we're very delighted in the outcome, down 60 kilometres an hour. So, yes.
Aye, definitely.
I hope I explained that.
Yeah, definitely. So it has been obviously a hard journey, as you've said, to get to this point. A lot of negotiations with Te Waka Kotahi. I read in an article that they weren't actually looking at different speed limits in different areas throughout this stretch of road due to not reaching requirements or something like that. So ultimately, there was a lot of pressure from not only Te Hiku communities following the second accident there up in Karepōnia Hill involving another tamaiti. Do you feel that ultimately the pressure of the collective community made them effectively change the speed limits that are due to come into place this weekend?
I think that question can be directed to waka kotahi, but we are very conscious of our little tamariki Seth, and we just want to acknowledge him and our prayers and thoughts are with him right now. But like I said, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to have that added pressure. And the recent accident just drives that change and highlights it and the urgency even more. But like I said, our thoughts are with the family right now.
Mm.
Also, the relationship with Waka Kotahi, we've built a strong relationship with them over the last 3.5 years. There are other things that are still on the back burner as we look forward, like bus bays, barriers outside Karapunya and Mahi Maru Marae, for example. Those things are in discussion right now. Mahi Maru will get barriers and Karapunya Marae will both get barriers outside their marae to protect them from anything that could hinder cars coming through along there.
Awesome.
I hope that explains explains that part okay.
Awesome. Just the final part, obviously, there's different speed limits from Awanui. They've extended the 50-kilometre radius. They've also lowered the speed limit to 80 in most parts and 60 into little papakainga areas. Is this sufficient enough in your whakaaro for the haukainga? Is this a great outcome for the whānau? Obviously, you've said there's still work to be done with Te Waka Kotahi, but is this sufficient work from New Zealand Transport Agency for our hapu there?
It's a start. My motto is safer sooner. And so for now, it's safer sooner. Like I said, it's an ongoing discussion. Let's get safer now and let's keep talking about those things. I realise coming out of Awanui heading south, it normally goes from 50 to 100 kilometres an hour, but now it'll go 50 to 80. So that's better than nothing. And safer sooner is what is most important for our area. And those things can keep being discussed and we can keep looking at them in the future. Because Karapunya is a main highway and it's actually motorway speed. And that's not, besides the pollution and the noise pollution, it's not safe for anybody to be living around those sorts of speeds. So safer sooner is the motto. So we are delighted in the outcome, getting it down to 60 and 80 in certain areas. But obviously we're looking forward to further change down the track. And keeping those relationships is important with Waka Kotahi so that we can have those ongoing kōrero.
Awesome. Awesome kōrero, Kathleen. Ngā mihi nui kia koe for having a kōrero with us this afternoon. Just before you leave, e hoa, do you have any final kōrero for our listeners here on Te Hiku o Te Ika?
I think like just that my grandfather worked that land in the 1920s. He was a farmer like many. And it's just being mindful that we all share the highway. We all share the road coming through. And it's not just our safety on the village up on Karapunya and surrounding community, but it's also for the public safety to be mindful of the changes because it's safe for everybody. And at the end of the day, it's just a couple of minutes added to your drive. You know, maybe a minute or two added to your drive by lowering your speed. So I just encourage people to have a mental change and a mental change of thinking that it's also keeping them safe. And, you know, so have a good day and think about that and we can all live longer and be happier and keep all of us safe.
Awesome. Ngā mihi nui kia koe, hoa kia pai tō rā, ne?
Thank you very much. Ngā mihi.
Ai, ka tia ki rā e hua mā, ko te reo kōrero tira a Kathleen Ohia. Koia, tētahi o ngā wahine i arotake i te whakarere kētanga o te terenga waka ki roto i a Ngāti Kahu, Ngāi Takoto, i runga i te huarahi matua te kau mai awanui ki Kāinga Roa. Te praire e heke mai nei, ka whakaturengia e nei terenga hau, kua whaka tōroa ake, te wāhanga o te rori ki te rima te kau, te terenga waka, o tira waru te kau mo te nuinga o te rori i Wainga Nui, i awa nui me Kāinga Roa, kamutu ki roto i ngā takiwa, ngā hāpuri, pēnei i a Kariponia, kua heke iho te tirenga waka ki te ono te kau. No reira, rawe te kitia i ēnei tū momo āhuatanga aha kua kitia i ngararu pēnei, ngā tukinga waka ki tēnei. Rori, kua tai te wā, ne? Kua tai te wā. No reira, he tikara ki te tukumihi atu ki te marae o Kariponia. I arotake nei i tēnei kaupapa, i kawea ai, kia kitea ai i ēnei hua i ēnei rā. Engari, e hoa ma, kua tai te wā kia whakairi a kia hau i tēnei raurau kōrero. Kua hau tēnei ko Daphne Popata o Te Hiku o Te Ika. Noho tonu mai, whakarongo tonu mai, ki te pāhara keke.